You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. It's Alex Stone and Kevin O'Malley with you on the latest edition, and we're looking ahead to Tuesday's racing, and you join us at 1:15 on a glorious bank holiday Monday. Kevin O'Malley, how are you?
It's good, isn't it? Weather's lovely.
Really nice.
I don't tend to do well in the heat unless I'm next to a pool.
Sweating up.
In my shorts. With a beer. So it's nice to be in this nice air-conditioned studio.
It is.
Yeah. I call it my fridge.
Yeah, I'd quite like to be outside now.
Yeah.
I think we should...
But under certain conditions.
Should we try and take William Hill Racing Radio on the road?
That'd be pretty
next
cool.
Next summer.
That would be pretty cool.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Hmm.
We've got plenty to get our teeth stuck into. We're going to focus on two contests at Epsom on Tuesday very shortly. But as ever, we'll start with the Monday jury on the Tuesday Racing Podcast. And a lot of it relating, of course, back to a fantastic week on the Knaves Mile last week at York. We start with, who's going to give Enable most to think about in the arc? Well, is anything going to?
Probably traffic problems, to be honest. I mean, if she turns up at her absolute best, which we'd presume she will, then... Yeah. I'd imagine she'll just go and win. Look, I like Japan, and we'll talk about three-year-olds in a minute, but it is getting to that stage of the season where three-year-olds are starting to strengthen, mature, get better. And we've seen examples of that in recent days, which Shine So Bright winning at the weekend, Japan.
Of course, they're still getting the weight allowance.
Yeah,
the
exactly. So it is that point of the season where I'm starting to focus very, very strongly on three-year-olds in races, all manner of races from classics up, basically, because they are just starting to get stronger and better. So, yeah, I mean, Japan, he does have more room for improvement as well. He too could get better.
4-5 Enable, 6-1 Japan, 8-1 Crystal Ocean at present.
Where are we with Waldegeest?
12s.
Yeah, fair price. Yeah. You know, he's a horse I like. He probably does just come up short at the very, very top Group 1 races. But at the same time, you know, I'd struggle to see three horses beating him home if he runs to his absolute best. So
yeah.
I'd probably venture him as the each-way bet there, given that I suppose Japan is where he should be in the market.
Yeah. It would be phenomenal, though, if Enable could win.
Ah, she'll win. She'll win. She's just
4-5 is not the worst price.
She's just the best.
Yeah.
You know, she's just the best horse. It's as simple as that, you know. And it's not, yeah. I mean, even if she was drawn out in the car park, Frankie will find a way.
And yeah.
She's just the best horse in the race, but by quite some way. So, yeah, I think she'll just win.
Okay. Second question. Who produced the best juvenile performance at York or the Curragh? I have a feeling that this is going to be pretty unanimous.
Yeah,
it'll be at York.
Yeah, quite easy, isn't it? Mum's Tipple.
Mm.
It's fantastic. Fantastic horse. So fast. I mean, it's very, very rare you see a horse win a sales race in that kind of style. It just doesn't happen very often, Alex, does it?
No, it was the kind of thing that you watched and you went, wow, that's impressive. But then it's rare that everything else backs that up when the speed figure people go, yes.
Yeah,
yes, I mean, spot on.
Basically broke the clock.
Everyone just agrees and just goes, yeah, that is freakishly good.
Yeah. I mean, it's difficult to replicate that and keep doing that. You know, that's going to be the acid test. We've seen it in various occasions where horses put up freakishly good speed figures and then can't reproduce them. So that's the hard bit. But if, you know, if this horse keeps on maturing, and he might be a champion. You know, but equally, he could be vulnerable. And he's most certainly going to be overbet.
Without doubt.
Yeah.
But he was so exciting.
Yeah, very much so.
And that's what we want, isn't it?
Yeah, so probably the middle park next, you'd imagine.
Mm.
Something like that.
Another exciting horse that we saw on the Knaves Mile was Logician.
Yes.
And the next question is Logician a St. Ledger banker?
I think this horse could be a real star. He's grey, he looks the part, he's a really, really handsome horse, he's very, very talented. Yeah, I think he is. You know, if he does go and win the St. Ledger, I think he just could go on to be a real superstar kind of a horse, a very popular horse. just because of his looks and, you know, the connections he has and the talent that he has. So, yeah, I just really like the horse. I think he's certainly the most likely winner in the ledger, yeah.
He is 7-4 currently for the William Hill St. Ledger. 5-1 Japan, 10-1 Broome and Anthony Van Dyke and Constantinople and Sovereign, and bigger prices the remainder. The participation of a few of those would be in question. It doesn't look a vintage renewal at present.
No, it's a logician and a bunch of O'Brien horses that we don't know which of them is going to turn up, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few of them in there that I do like, but...
I was at York on the day that Logician won, and I was trying to take him on to start... Well, I did take him on. It didn't really work. But I do think that it wasn't a particularly good renewal of that race at York, the Voltigeur.
No, and he still needs to prove that he's a top-class animal, but just his rate of progression so far, and, you know, he's only been to the racetrack a few times.
Yeah.
Didn't race as a two-year-old. So, you know, he just looks to be right out at the top drawer, and physically as well. He's quite a freakish-looking athlete of a horse, and, yeah, I just think he stands out quite a bit there from the light. Well, there is, I mean, the O'Brien horses, when they step up and trip, you just don't quite know what they're going to be capable of. These Galileos, there's just so many of them, it's hard to know exactly what he's going to run as well. I've always been a big fan of Broome. If he turned up, I think he'd be just the type of horse that I would back in a ledger, but I do like Logician. I just think he's got a bit of star quality about him.
Okay, next question centres around Batache. If Batache runs at the Breeders' Cup, can he lay the ghost of Deja's defeat to rest? Batache 2-1 favourite currently here at William Hill for the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. That's coming up on the 2nd of November. Let's just start by saying hats off to Batache. That was a really impressive win in the Norfolk.
Exactly, yeah. Whatever about the Deja question, it was just fantastic for him to get his day in the sun. He's certainly one of the best sprinters we've ever seen on British soil, and he's been very well prepared and looked after by Charlie Hills and his team. They've obviously switched things up with him and changed things around, and yeah, he's managed to win the Nunthorpe in serious style there. And just to extend the Breeders' Cup question, can he lay the ghost of Deja's defeat to rest? Batache, if he turns up on any racetrack on any day over 5 furlongs and he's in the mood for it, he'll just beat them all, because he's the fastest horse on the planet, you know.
Yeah.
So that's just the reality of the situation. He's the best sprinter in the world. And if the conditions are right for him, and if he's in the right mood, then
I was going to say the temperament is probably the thing that I'd be most concerned about. So just the fact it's such a different ask.
That's what I want to see from Batache now. That's what we all want to see. He's a gelding, so we want to see him just find some consistency and rhythm to his game now.
Yeah,
there's no reason why he can't settle down and continue to mature a little bit and get better with age, basically, and get more consistent. So whatever he does this season, yeah, fantastic. And next season, you know, he's obviously going to stay in training. So, yeah, it's really exciting times for Batache. And I think he's starting to get the credit he deserves now as well.
What other performances from the recent action should we take note of? Was there anything else that caught your eye in the past week or so, Ken?
Well, I've always been a massive fan of Threat. And I wanted to believe that he was vulnerable in the gym crack. But no, I think he could be a 2,000 guineas horse. And it's not very often that you look at a Gimcrack winner and say that's a guineas horse.
But, yeah.
I mean, he has the physical presence of a guineas horse, and I just think the further he goes, the better he's going to be. So I really, really like Threat. I thought I did take him on with Repartee, Kevin Ryan's horse that came third in the Gimcrack.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got a nice future as well, that horse.
Yeah.
Dakota Gold as well. I mean, his rate of progression has just been fantastic. He'd probably gearing towards the Air Gold Cup, you'd imagine. And I was also chatting to Tom Morley in here the other day, telling him that Raucous should probably go for that race as well. And he was like, oh, I'm not even sure if he's going to win tomorrow, let alone go for the... And then he goes and wins at 10-1, and I didn't have a penny on it. So maybe after he's won that race, Tom might start thinking about the Air Gold Cup now for Raucous as well. So, yeah, just a few little general observations.
And the final question, give us one to look forward to this week. If you don't have one to look forward to this week, we can just dive straight into tomorrow's action if you
want. Pass.
Well, we're going to give you, hopefully, two winners on Tuesday, anyway.
That would be nice.
That'll do. The 3:15 at Epsom on Tuesday is a handicap over 6 furlongs. 7 of them are set to run, and it's a tricky little encounter, actually. You could give a squeak to a few of them. Some arrive here flying.
Yeah.
Some are very much in and out performers.
Yeah, I mean, Paul Vinny, one of them, obviously, he won the consolation Stewards' Cup race back in the 3rd of August, and he couldn't follow that up behind Dakota Gold at Ripon last time out. But, yeah, I mean, he's been in rare old form of late, as Paul Vinny. Count Otto is also in the race. He finished 6th behind Paul Vinny at Goodwood, and followed that up with another very good effort at Newmarket last time out. But... as I mentioned earlier on in this podcast, I'm starting to side with the three-year-olds and look out for three-year-olds that are improving. And the Greatest Showman, he's an Equiano gelding trained by Amy Murphy. He's won his last two starts, Alex. And yeah, I mean, he's just going the right way. If you look at his, I mean, he's just really nice and progressive. I looked at his run at Yarmouth. I think I might have been in the studio for that. I can't remember. But yeah, when he won that, I mean, he doesn't have the most gainly style of galloping, the Greatest Showman, but he really found for pressure in the closing stages, and I like the way he put the race to bed there. And then he went to Chelmsford next time out, which I wasn't too sure about, you know, going from turf straight to the all-weather right in the middle of summer. But no, I mean, he battled on really nicely to justify favouritism at Chelmsford last time out as well. And he's only up £3. I still think there's some room for manoeuvre from his mark of 86. I think he's going to be a 90, 95, 90,
all right,
kind of a horse. You, yeah, know? So, yeah, the Greatest Showman certainly be my selection there.
Okay, the Greatest Showman runs in the 3:15 at Epsom, bidding for the hat-trick. And the other race that we're going to talk about is the 4:55. Another handicap, this one over a little further, a mile and two, class five event. And a lot of these arrive here off the back of really solid efforts last time out, but no last time out winners.
No, but once again, there is quite a few older horses in this race, and Shifting Gold rather stands out, the filly. She knuckled down to score very gamely at Nottingham two starts ago, and then she stepped up in trip at Lingfield last time out, and she had the misfortune of bumping into Cafe Sydney, who won at 10-1 that day. So it was a bit of a surprise winner, but the way that Cafe Sydney won suggested it just bumped into a horse that was, you know, progressive. And Cafe Sydney's since gone on to win very easily again at Brighton to back up that form. But Shifting Gold finished ahead of the 6-4 favourite that day. So yeah, I mean, I just think again, just if you look at her last four Racing Post ratings, 46, 58, 63 and 66, she's just going the right way at the right time of the season, and it's just a nice kind of path in terms of where she is and what at the time of the season it is. So I think she's improving at just the right time. I think she's miles better than the 61 rated horse.
Yeah.
And she's just in a sea of exposed older horses. So again, you know, just a pretty solid looking 3-year-old bet there, I think.
Interesting as well, you mentioned the fact that 3-year-olds at this time of year can come to the fore. This race has been won for three consecutive years by 3-year-olds. So,
well,
could well be that we've got another one.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I don't have any stats to back up 3-year-old performance at this time of the year. It's just something I look out for.
Yeah. Lovely stuff, Kev. A couple of fancies for Kev then at Epsom on Tuesday. Shifting Gold in the 4:55, and before that in the 3:15, The Greatest Showman. Mr. O'Malley, it has been a pleasure.
Thank you, Alex.
Listeners, thank you very much for tuning in, and we'll catch up with you again soon on the William Hill Racing Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.